environmental problems here, too. The word drought has been coming up a lot here, but it's not the West people are talking about, usually the region most in danger of drought.
No, it's the Southeast. It's drier there than it has been in decades. Just over a quarter of the Southeast is now in what the National Weather Service is calling an exceptional drought.
David Stooksberry is Georgia's climatologist, and he's a professor at the University of Georgia. He says the drought is also starting to affect the region's economy.
Drought, in many ways, is the Rodney Dangerfield of natural disasters. Nobody would ever take him seriously. And in many ways, drought is that way. It's not until situations get critical that we start to take it seriously.
And serious it is. In the Atlanta area, for example, there are now 4 million residents versus the 1 million its reservoir was built to serve. That is drawing down the water supply faster than expected. The forecast isn't calling for much rain in the near future.
So towns in the Southeast are taking action, or trying to. Siler City, North Carolina, has asked its businesses and residents to cut their consumption way down. The town manager, Joel Brower, says people are getting creative.
They're doing things like short showers, paper plates at home. People are calling me with ideas, but was talking to someone the other day, and they're actually catching the bathtub water and using that to flush the commodes.
But even with the current rate of water consumption, if the city's reservoir does not rise, town manager Brower estimates there's less than 3 months of water left.